I'm walking away. The troubles in my life, I'm walking away. Was that it? Is that the lyrics?
Yep, I regret it already.
Oh my god. Oh, that was terrible. Okay, ready? Go. Welcome to the Beautiful Trainwreck, the show where keeping it real gets mildly offensive and awkwardly amusing. Blech. I'm Sarah.
I am a formerly human Julian.
Okay. All right, so there's that.
We're making regrettable decisions as we are sitting here. But it's so important for us to be with you guys because
it really is.
Just depending on where you are in the world, we want to let you guys know that we are here for you and we are broadcasting to you live in real time for us, but not for you. And we have had some drinks in us.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
It is okay because you know what?
Yeah, I do know what. We are God's children. That's what we're doing today.
Okay. That went in another direction. But hey, guys, that's the essence of our podcast, okay? It's called The Beautiful Trainwreck for a reason because that's pretty much a solid description.
I'm going to take my socks off.
There you go, of taking your socks off. So
and kick the entire table in the...
So yeah, guys, welcome to episode number 60.
Wow, can you believe it?
Look.
60... Quote unquote 60 because
yeah, right.
We'll talk about that later.
Do you know how much content we really have that could have, like, we have way more content than 60 episodes.
Yes. And on the other hand, do you know how much content that we have that could get us both fired from our jobs?
Way more than 60 episodes.
Yeah. This would get us, first of all, just in case you don't know, and just in case you haven't listened to us, you can definitely listen to us at your favorite podcast platforms. We're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We are on iHeartRadio, and I'm missing one.
What Anchor.
Anchor. Can't forget Anchor. Anchor is like the OG holding it down. What I was getting at is that if you listen to us, then you kind of know what we're about, and it's probably a surprise that we do have our jobs, our respectful jobs, respectable and all that too.
Yeah.
But yeah, we would burn up if we went into any church.
And well, speaking of churches, I was in one last weekend and we'll talk about that.
Were you in there? Were you walking by faith and not by sight?
Yes, obviously.
Okay.
So, like we said, if this is your 60th time listening to us, thank you oh so very much. If this is your first time listening to us, yo, shout out to you guys. We appreciate you so very much. All of our listeners, I mean, hey, you're why we do this. And also for therapeutic issues as well, too.
Yeah, we're there for that.
So, in addition to listening to us on a whole bunch of places, you can find us on social media as well, from what I understand. We are on Instagram at the BTW Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at the _ BTW Podcast. You can also find us on Facebook.com/TheBeautifulTrainwreck. Please feel free to reach out and follow us. Hit us up. We love interacting with our listeners, be it our close friends, or, you know, whatever your opinions are. We want to hear the feedback. It's all good stuff, man. And it's a lot of love.
Yeah, really is. Yeah. And we are, you know, and it's been what, just about 3 years now that we've been doing this?
Coming up on 3 years.
Yeah, it's crazy. And so the support that we've gotten over that period of time has been really humbling and certainly great. So we want to continue to keep that trend going, and the fact that everybody is still with us and the fact that we're still doing it. I know we took a little bit of time off for one reason or another, but we are here with you
guys.
It's
my fault.
No, it's nobody's fault.
It's actually my fault.
No. Well, but it's also your fault that we're back here, so we're...
Touché. Well, so saying all that to say that it's also been extremely interesting from my perspective to watch how each one of us have grown over the past 3 years, you know, like I shared with you guys last week. And if you haven't listened, go back and give it a little ear, you know, the things that I personally, have gone through, you know, quote unquote, gone through, experienced
over the past 3 years. There we go. I like that.
Past 3 years has definitely changed my perspective of even having the show as an outlet for everything that's going on in the world. And so for that, I'm thankful.
Absolutely.
Here we are. Here we are, guys. Yeah,
absolutely. Yes. And I'm definitely thankful. So go ahead. You're about to say something.
What I wanted to say is, if you guys had listened to previous episodes, you may or may not recall how Jay would always go in on the fact that my nails weren't did and all this other shit. So please feel free to acknowledge my nails is did, my toes is did. Look at me, heard it, got my hoops in, okay?
You sure do, actually.
All right.
And you got some new face gear.
I did. Face gear. Yeah. I got my specs on.
Got your specs. Yes. Got your Horace Grants on.
Yeah. As one of my clients called it, my peepers.
Your peepers. Ooh.
Yeah, my peepers on.
So Sarah now has four eyes.
I do.
And so it's so she can see all the injustice going on in the world.
Oh my God, I don't think I needed four eyes to see all that.
Yeah, well, you know, now you can see it clear.
But yeah, yo, look at me.
Fresh to death, Sarah. God damn.
Here we are.
Yeah. Chilean, look at you repping Chile.
Look, out here in the streets, man. Look, yeah. I'm just out here trying to be the best version of me I possibly can.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Damn near closer to 36 than I am my 35th birthday, so.
I'm pretty sure you told us during your birthday, or at least in one of the birthday episodes, that you were like 27. So what is that looking like?
Shit.
Yeah. I'm not editing that out. In fact, I'm going to edit
everything. Yo, okay, can we rename this episode one of the many times Jay throws Sarah underneath the bus yet again?
No.
Okay, well, fuck your life. How about that?
The whole thing or just a little
all
bit?
All of it. All of it. Hey, speaking of.
Yeah.
Screw you, Austin Rivers.
Yeah. Fuck, I'm currently watching the Lakers and Houston game, which,
I mean,
with 3:48 left in the first quarter, the Lakers are up 29-11. Doesn't look like that Houston will be advancing.
Nope.
Because the Lakers are up 3-1 in the series, and while the Houston Rockets have no centers, I don't know how the fuck they won the game. But Austin Rivers is their center right now.
It'd be Jeff Green.
Well, yeah, but he's walking off.
Oh.
He's walking away like Craig David.
I'm walking away. Troubles in my life. I'm walking away. Was that it? Is that the lyrics? I don't remember.
Absolutely. Okay. You got it. Damn, I'm surprised it's Rondo.
Anyway, see, no, Jeff Green isn't.
I know. I said he was walking away.
I thought he was getting subbed out.
Okay. No. Okay. Well, anyway, so all over the place, certainly.
We derailed.
Want to say a couple of things. So we alluded to how this is technically episode 60 version 2.0 or whatever. There was an episode 60 that was recorded, and dumbass Julian fucked up the audio. And I don't know. I'm ashamed because I actually tried to chip away at it. So that was the original comeback episode. We recorded that actually before episode 59, which is once again available on your favorite podcast platforms. But so in that, we actually talked about a lot of where we've been, and we won't get into everything today, but I'm not going to toot my own horn, but I just think it's important for the people that know me or know the beautiful train wreck and have established any sort of connection with us. That there have been some changes in our lives, but specifically in my life. And so I kind of alluded it to in episode 59, the last episode. But I will say 2020 has been a very interesting year.
It really has.
And throughout this period of time, there have been weddings that were planned, and we were hoping that a wedding would happen.
Mm-hmm.
But well, COVID's like, nah, fuck y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And so COVID said that, and we said, okay, so we're going to go ahead and postpone the wedding. Yep. So we postponed our wedding until next year, until 2021. We didn't know exactly the date, but one of the things that really helped us in making that decision of when that would be is the fact that my fiance, my lovely and wonderful fiance, Stephanie, and I are expecting a young king.
There it is, guys. The official Beautiful Train Wreck podcast announcement.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah. I think we probably gave it a little bit more attention than we did the original recording, but I just wanted to kind of put it out there.
There it is, guys.
We can talk about my feelings as it pertains to that, but there's so many other things to get into, and I just want to kind of put that out there and let the world know. And
officially, official.
Yes, and so I appreciate Sarah being actually. Well, I appreciate you being really supportive, but above that, I appreciate that I could reach out to you and tell you, because in sharing news with you prior, I wasn't the most respectful in doing that. So we won't get into a whole bunch of details, but just let's just say when I told her that I was engaged, it wasn't like the classiest of ways.
It was a story for sure.
Right. It was bad news. So
I mean, look, but that's the beauty of relationships, man. We grow with them. We learn from them.
Mm-hmm.
And look, either they flourish mm-hmm. or there's boundaries put on them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and boundaries aren't bad. Let's be clear. Okay.
Yeah, they are. What are you talking about?
here he goes. But yeah, so that's a very interesting thing to talk about too. Like just how our friendship has grown over the past year is, I mean, it's so significant. I feel like.
Significant.
Yeah, there you go. So, you know, shout out to you, Jay.
Are we fiving it? Yeah, there it is. Pat.
Yep.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Oh, man. Did you see, and I think I may have sent it to you, the tweet that someone put out when Kamala appeared on the Monica and Brandy versus night, because she had a little video, like she zoomed in or whatever.
Oh, yeah, no.
And then they had a side-by-side between her and whichever Jenner was in WAP.
Oh.
And the caption was, same shit.
Wow.
Like, yup.
Wow.
Yup.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, first of all, I appreciate you. You're a wonderful person. And yeah, I don't even know where to go with that. I don't know how to take compliments. Thank you.
Look.
I love you. You're great.
Love you too. Bye.
Okay. Bye. This is going to be a beautiful train wreck.
I'm Sarah.
Yes.
I was about to say I'm Jay.
Yes.
But yo, so let's talk about some stuff, man. What do we got going on today?
So I don't know if this is true or not. Maybe you can tell me. But a little bird told me that you were in the land.
I was in the land.
Used to be occupied by King LeBron.
We're gonna call okay.
But also Albert Bell, Kenny Lofton, and them.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna say any Cleveland Browns players.
It's why. There's no need to.
Because Odell shits on people. Anyway, so we won't get into that.
Wow.
Did you even hear about that?
I don't want to.
Okay. So, anyway, we won't. Yeah, that's.
I don't want to do that.
Don't worry about it. Yeah, this is goon shit. That. Yeah, we groaned. We groaned.
I don't want to do that.
Anyway, so you were in the land. You were in Cleveland, Ohio.
I was.
United States of America.
Yep.
Enjoying the holy matrimony.
Oh my God.
If you will.
And I did.
Of two very wonderful people. I've had the opportunity to meet both of them, but somebody who's closer to you, the doctor. Yep.
The doctor herself.
Yes. So please tell us a little bit about that.
So this past Labor Day, 2020, I got to witness my very dear friend, Dr. Cassandra Taylor, which is now, actually, I mean, I don't know what they are going to do with last names. Who
knows, so you're just assigning last names to people?
Okay. I saw Dr. Cassandra Taylor marry my man, Stanley Jean Lagrenade.
Stanley Jean.
Lagrenade. I probably butchered that, but, you know, I got to see my two beautiful friends get married to each other. And holy crap. It was amazing. Everything about this past weekend was incredible.
Yeah.
And so shout out to Stan and Cassie. Thank you guys so much for one, inviting me and having me be a part of your amazing day, because that wedding was literally everything.
Yeah.
Because for so many reasons, one being the fact that I got to be reunited with a lot of friends that I haven't seen in a very long time. All we did was laugh and just enjoy being in each other's presence. And the whole ceremony and reception was absolutely flawless. Absolutely flawless.
Am I allowed to interject?
Yes.
And I don't mean to cut you off, but, you know, I'm my age, and so I'm going to forget.
Here we go.
And all the weddings that you've been to, where would you rate this?
No,
we're doing it. Yes, today we are doing it.
We're not doing this.
Okay,
no, we're not doing this.
We're not
gonna
do it. We're not gonna do it.
All right, no. I'm not out here trying to.
Stanley and Cassie, I just let you know she said your wedding ain't shit.
Okay. Listen, you know how I know that those words are bullshit? Because let me tell you this, that woman made it approximately one step into the church, and I just started straight ugly crying. Straight ugly crying, guys. Like, I'm talking Kim Kardashian, like Claire Danes, just
Claire tears. Danes.
Yeah. You ever seen that bitch cry?
Yeah.
It's terrible. All right. It was redonkulous. Like, so much so that when Cassie was standing up on the altar, like she was facing me, she looked over at me and mouthed, "Stop crying." And we all had our face masks on. They didn't. And I couldn't stop. And I probably cried maybe about 4 or 5 times again that night. Just because. Okay. I'm going to try and say this without crying because we all know me.
Here, drink more of this.
Yeah. Well, I have been friends with Cassie since 2007. We have both seen each other and been there for each other through a whole bunch of mess.
Thick and thin.
Yes, a whole bunch of ups, a whole bunch of downs, a whole bunch of job changes, a whole bunch of heartbreaks, a whole bunch of when we literally look at each other and say, "Yo, what the fuck?" A whole bunch of what we call hoe meetings.
Hoe meets.
In which we discuss the happenings. Cassie is also one of the first friends that really held me accountable for my own actions. And also one of the first relationships that I had that, like, we can both look at each other and I could say the same to her. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's that. We've gone over this before. Extremely important.
Right.
And then to meet Stan, who I have formed such a great friendship with, and to know his heart and how pure his heart is and how much he loves that woman.
Mm.
I lost my whole shit.
All of it?
All of it.
All the poops?
All the poops. Just tears.
Yeah.
So to see them, like, go through everything they do together, to see them go through their ups, to see them go through their downs, but still at the end of the day, come out on the other side together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, holy shit.
Sarah, you are an empath.
Man. Like, and I was sobbing.
Uh-huh.
Because I see her walking down the aisle looking absolutely amazing and stunning and flawless, like the queen that she is.
Queen Doctor.
Yes. And then I look up at Stan. He's all decked out looking flawless, that the king that he is. And he starts tearing up. I'm like, oh God. Mm-hmm. And then I look down at my dude, Dudley, Stan's brother, looking at Stan. Dudley starts to cry. And I'm like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. Everything is just so beautiful. And I just can't keep it anywhere because it's so beautiful. And I love them so much. And I'm in the presence of love. And this is what it's like to be in love. And yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's what's literally going through my brain.
It's, you know what, though? It's a strength. It's a strength. To be able to have that level of insight as to why you're doing that.
Man.
Some people, it just happens and they don't know what happens and then they just go off and just do coke.
And so there's that.
Yeah.
And then they come in and they have their first dance to John Legend, "We Will Never Break."
Oh.
And I lost my whole shit again.
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 It's good when they play songs that, like, aren't, like, super mainstream.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, and I was like, oh my God, it was just so beautiful. Like, it was amazing.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun. I promise you guys, I didn't spend the whole night crying. Okay. I danced to all the songs. I drank all of the drinks. I laughed all the laughs. I had all the fun.
And you had all your cheese stolen.
I'm not going to get into it.
Don't steal Sarah's fucking food.
Ever. 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 That is such, it's crazy how much of a trigger that is.
Why is it
but
crazy?
It's a trigger.
Let's talk about that.
Oh my God. I can't accept it. I can't tolerate it. It, oh my God.
I think people take certain liberties and they underestimate people's relationship with food. And a lot of, I think that's one of the many reasons why, or how you and I are similar though, because, and I, trigger warning, and I apologize in advance.
Here we go.
But I just remember when we were in New York, that one fatal morning. Or fateful, whatever.
No, you're right. Fatal. Fatal. You were right. You said it right.
Yeah. But when you got the dumplings and then you were eating them and just nom-nomming away, and then all of a sudden you just decided to just like forcefully knock them all on the floor. And then Nate over here just pouring salt on the wound, talking about, yeah, I think you dropped something.
He said that shit completely in stride. And then Lynn comes over. And then is being herself and pours more salt in the wound. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was already hangry at this point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You ate two of them, though. But she was giving you a hard time the rest of the trip.
Yes, she was.
It was dumplings. She was like, oh, so I guess your alphabet is without the D's. Like A, B, C, E, F, G.
I got y'all motherfuckers back the next year.
With the fries?
Yep.
You ain't shit. You ain't shit. Anyway, derailment. I don't want to take anything away because can I say something though?
Absolutely.
From the interactions that I've had with Dr. Cassandra Taylor.
Queen to you.
Queen, yes. Queen Doctor. She's shown herself to be nothing less than an absolutely genuine person, and she's really cool, and I always get great vibes from her. And I remember when I met Stanley for the first time, we were at Audi Field for the beer fest or something like that. Yeah. And first of all, I can't recall. I think, she came up to me. She was like, hey.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just all love, dude. And Stanley was just cool as shit, man.
Stan's cool, a great, you know? Guy.
And like, even without knowing us, he like invited us over. He's like, hey, y'all want to come to the crib later, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's how Stan rolls.
Bruh. And like, you know, and that's love. And I you know, I can only say that based on how I feel about certain people. If I meet somebody, that's not something that I would necessarily do, like invite them to the crib. But he's just like, yo, you cool with my girl, fiance, whatever.
Right.
You cool with me. Like, let's go in, man. Yep. And so I never really got a chance. I mean, obviously I don't talk to him like that, but I never had a chance to really express like how, I don't want to say, I guess much that meant, but just the fact that you opened yourself up like that says a lot about your character. So I love to see when good people are with good people, and I'm glad you had a chance to witness that.
It was beautiful.
And I think very highly of her, even without knowing her very well. And so I'm very happy to hear that their wedding went on as planned.
Yeah.
Or as scheduled.
Yes.
And so that's an awesome thing. So I'm glad that you were able to do that.
It was incredible. And it makes my heart so full. And I'm so appreciative of that experience for so many reasons, just because one, for a moment, for a short 3 days, I was able to live and rejoice and like experience love, you know what I mean? And like, and again, like I said last week, it's kind of like a form of escapism or whatever, it fed my soul so much because it had some of my most favorite people involved.
Mm-hmm.
So it was incredible. So Stan and Cassandra, queen to you. Congratulations. I love you guys so much. And thank you from the very bottom of my heart for having me be a part of your day. And also apologies because...
You got your cheese stolen?
That's not where I was going with it, but hey, here we are.
Your hair touched?
Wow. Anyway, everyone else is out here putting out these great like pictures and everything, and I'm going through my phone. I'm like, I probably can't share that. But it's great memories that I have nonetheless.
Hmm.
So I apologize to you two for not having all the amazing footage and pictures like many other people have. But I do have great footage that I will hold near and dear to my heart. And then next time we reconvene, we will definitely have a full photo dump. And it'll be amazing.
Emphasis on dump.
Also, shout out to my girls, Christina and Barney, because it was like a full out, and my girl Mooney, it was like a full out Salisbury mini reunion.
The Burry.
Yeah. So that it was great times all around.
Mm-hmm.
It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I haven't laughed that hard in I don't know how long. And like felt free, you know what I mean? Yeah. Wasn't bogged down by everything that was happening in the world. Yes, of course, we were at the reception. We were dancing full out with masks on, but I didn't care.
You're with family, man.
Yeah, and some people will say like, oh, you know, if we had to do all that, is it even worth it? And I get that. I get where they're coming from, whatever. It was amazing.
Oh, great.
It was absolutely amazing.
Great. It was a happy Labor Day. And I would imagine it's great to not be in Maryland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. That was the first time I've ventured out of the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area.
The Washington, D.C. metropolitan area?
Correct.
Also known as something else, but we won't get into that.
So. Nope.
Oh, good. That's awesome.
Yeah, I can't remember that last time I ventured outside of there. So, yeah. Jay!
Ma'am?
You too had a vacation.
No, I didn't. What are you talking about?
Tell us.
Just kidding. All right, so check this out, y'all. I had a chance to go with the lovely fiance to the Outer Banks. It was my first time, right? North Carolina, Outer Banks, beach life, salt life, everything.
Salt life.
It was actually a really nice trip. Once again, it's great to get away from this area and be able to enjoy a vacation, especially with COVID, especially with quarantine rules and everything going into effect. And it was so Stephanie, obviously my fiance, I'm not gonna do the kissing thing because I'm evolved.
There it is. Yep. There it is.
But it was great. We took a road trip. It was her and I, and it was also her mother, her stepfather, her youngest sister, and her youngest sister's friend. And it was great. I mean, I feel like, you know, we were in the cool car. Oh, and George. George was there. Yes. And then George's cousins, Margot and Otis. But don't worry about that. So check this out, right? We were in the cool car.
But it wasn't Claire.
No, it was not Claire. Oh God, the inside jokes. They just keep coming. But it was awesome. So we stayed at this Airbnb. It was great. It was actually pretty spacious. And it was probably about depending on which beach you want to go to, but it was really not more than a 5 or 10 minute drive to the beaches. And it was spacious, so dogs can actually just run around
awesome.
In the spot. Yeah, it was great. I would recommend going there again. That particular place. So, we did a lot of things. I had a chance to just bond and get to know the family that I'm going to be marrying into.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really appreciated that.
Did Jason randomly pop out and just yell 757?
No.
Because I feel like that's something he would do.
He did not. But I did, as we were in Norfolk.
Norfolk.
Norfolk. No, but I don't know what that
Norfolk.
You know that arena that you pass, like it's like right off of the highway or whatever? Is that the Norfolk Spectrum or whatever the fuck it's called? I don't know. He's not going to listen to this. But he's got another podcast to listen to.
In that case, Jason, you ain't shit.
No, see, you know what? Because he's not going to call you. He's going to call me. He's
That's like, fine.
I don't need y'all talking about me like that. Anyway.
That was a good impression of him too.
Proceed. But it was a great time. I appreciated the time on the beach. One of the things that I did notice, and not necessarily that I wanted to do this, but I found that I have a newfound appreciation for places like Virginia Beach and for Ocean City. And I mean, we're not even going to talk about
the beaches. The beaches
in general. And the reason is because, so the Outer Banks, the area, like the town surrounding, it's not really like a nightlife.
Right.
Shit. You know,
sleepy town.
It's a family oriented place. Yeah. This is the place where you go to with your like 4, 5, 6, 7 year old kids or whatever.
I say with your fiance.
Hmm.
I would say that's the place you go with your fiance.
You go, well, yeah. I'll just say this. If there were bars or something to go to, we probably would have stepped in there like safely.
Right.
With the mask on and everything.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that I regret it because shit, they definitely got liquor stores. But um But I was just looking for that. And also, and one of the things, too, is we actually celebrated Stephanie's youngest sister's birthday. So it was nice that we had a chance.
Yeah.
But we really spent the time. We went out to dinner one night and then we just chilled at the crib and we just sat around and talked about just life. And
which is your jam.
Oh, yeah. Shit. You know, talking about cuff cards and stuff like that. So it was just a really nice time. We had a chance to. It's just a long road trip and just chop it up about any and everything. So that was that vacation. A couple of things I want to make sure to note.
Uh-huh.
One is probably a little bit more important than the others. Look, it is Trump country down there.
It really is.
Trump country.
It is.
You can't go far without seeing a Trump 2020 sign, Trump Pence 2020 sign. You look at the boats on the... on the water and everything, you're going to see flags everywhere. Truth be told, we saw a couple of Biden signs, Biden Harris, you know, everything like that. But Trump definitely took over. And, you know, it is what it is.
To low-key piggyback off of that, I was kind of hopeful because Saturday morning, the morning of the wedding, Christina, Barney, and I went on a quote-unquote run. They ran. I didn't run.
Girl, I saw you running on Instagram.
No, man, it was like the last freaking, like... not like 200 meters, okay? And I wouldn't necessarily call that a run. It was a fat man shuffle, okay? That's what happened. And well, that's why I said what I said. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. Anyway, I digress yet again. But, I mean, Ohio is kind of like a battleground state, yeah?
Swing state? Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I was hopeful how many Biden-Harris signs I saw.
Yeah?
And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We might could do this.
I mean, was it in Cleveland proper?
I don't know what that means, but...
was it in, like, Cleveland, or was it, like, a...
no, we were in Cleveland. We were, like, right by that airport joint.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. You know, in the major cities, you're going to see more...
yeah, it was suburbs, for sure.
Oh, it was suburbs, so it wasn't... okay. So it was, like...
it was Cleveland. It wasn't, like, downtown Cleveland.
Okay, well, yeah.
If that makes sense. Por ejemplo, like... DC, like,
it's like, so it's like a Silver Spring DC type. It's like, if you were
in, like, the Palisades, you know, like if you're taking, you know, Claire Barton, it's still DC.
Okay. I get it.
That's what I mean.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
It makes all of the sense. Now.
Okay.
Yeah. Put it together. And so, even less important, so we hadn't really had a chance during the quarantine times to go out and actually do any shopping. So, what we decided to do is that we would just hit the outlets. We would hit, the Norfolk outlets on our way back.
Norfolk.
Emphasis on the fuck. And so we went there.
Stupid.
Now, if you know me, you know that I go hard. I go hard on going to the outlets whenever I go. And I love going to the Nike store. I love going to the Adidas store and all those places. So I was really excited. As you can tell, my front and back tail were wagging as we approached.
Helicoptering like a motherfucker. Yeah, it was that crazy. Bitch.
Now, the outlets opened at 11 a.m. We
Eastern
got there.
Standard Time?
Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
We didn't get there until about 12:30.
Oh, no.
Which was, in retrospect, a mistake. And so I go, I'm like, okay, we split up. Because, you know, once again, we're with Stephanie and her little sister and her sister's friends. So, okay, guys, we'll split up. I'm going to hit this Nike store, see what these motherfuckers got.
Definitely thought you were about to say, I'm going to hit this J.
Yeah, if you hand me a basketball and like a hoop, you know.
Oh, that's not what I was talking about.
Yeah. So I wasn't trying to hit the J. I was trying to buy some J's.
Right.
Go to the Nike store, right? And I'm like smiling, right? And all of a sudden I stop smiling. The reason is because the line is long as a fuck.
As a fuck.
That joint, I was like, shit.
I knowing you as well as I do, I can literally feel your anxiety.
Yeah. No, I was calm. I just didn't want to wait. And maybe that's the American in me. I don't know. But man, I was in line. I stuck to it. I was like, look,
we're doing this.
The main reason I wanted to go to the outlets was to go to the Nike store. So I'm gonna be in this line. Y'all can go. They went to like 3-4 different stores. Each of them had lines. But they was like, okay, fuck it. You know, we're just going to go.
We're going.
Yeah. So I wait in this motherfucker for like 45 minutes. I finally get up in there, right? I go in there.
In the guts?
In the guts. I was all up in them guts. And they didn't have not one damn thing that...
That you wanted.
I wanted to buy. Damn. They had some shoes that I might have wanted to buy.
Yeah.
But they didn't have my size. You
like
know,
18,000 and a half?
Yeah, well, or 14, you know.
Okay, same thing.
That was so unfortunate. Like, and my thing, I was prepared. I was like, look, I will buy something I don't want just to say that I waited in this line for something.
And bought it. You couldn't buy like a t-shirt or some shit?
They didn't have shit that I needed to have. You know? Like, if I bought a t-shirt, Stephanie would be like, yo, you know we're trying to downsize. We had a whole human coming. The fuck you doing?
How you express that in my brain, you know how I saw that? No, you an autograph.
Yeah, yeah.
That's literally the level of frustration that I felt just then.
Yes. So I was frustrated, man. I felt bad too. I was actually, I don't want to say triggered, you know. I do great in handling my emotions. But I asked this dude, the guy who worked at the Nike store, like, excuse me, sir, do you have these little size 14? This motherfucker could not have been nicer when telling me that he didn't have it.
Oh, no.
You know, and I don't even remember exactly what it was that he said, but he was just so nice. And I even did God's work. I was like, excuse me, do you have any maternity leggings?
Oh, my God. I even did God's work.
Yeah. And he's like,
oh, my God.
Well, you know, it's really interesting you bring that up because Nike's about to release a maternity line. And it's going to be coming out within the next couple of weeks. But unfortunately, it's not up now. But if you join the Nike members app, then you could go ahead and do it. I was like, bro, I wanted to mush this dude. But it would have been wrong because, one, that's assault. And, two, he didn't deserve it because he was just trying to do his fucking job the whole time. You know? Like, I didn't want him to have to go home and tell, like, people he knows and loves that he got mushed by somebody. Because he was just trying to tell us about the fucking maternity line.
So, oh my God.
So I had to, you know, I had to leave. I was upset because I waited 45 minutes.
You had to what?
Leave. God. No. It just made me angry. So, you know, my thing is, but here's the thing. It's like the lottery. Like, you got to play to win.
Oh God.
You got to wait in line for 45 minutes to find out there ain't shit in there that you would ever benefit from.
Oh man.
The guy was, I don't even know dude's name. And he told me his name. I don't, but yeah, I mean, this is a complete derailment. I talked more about being at the Nike store than I did about the fucking trip, right?
Right, that's my favorite part.
Yeah.
See, and this is why we got to figure out a way to like actually be more, I guess, concise as a word or whatever. It is a word, the word that I'm looking for. We really need to like video broadcast our episodes, man, because... We're such expressive humans.
Yeah.
That like half of that entertainment for me was physically seeing you go through it.
Yep.
Exactly. Yep. Even right now.
There's so much emotion in me.
Right. Hold on. Can I tell you one of like my favorite and most entertaining mannerisms about you?
Sure.
When you get really like into it / frustrated and kind of calm yourself down, you like you'll be in here telling a story and then you do this.
I do not notice that.
You do that all the time.
I do. What did I do?
You like tap like the very end of your nose.
That's the first time hearing of this.
You do it. And it's so funny. Because like, I'm going to take it back to, do you remember when you were talking about your Ninja Turtle lunchbox?
You cutting deep as shit right now, dude. You're doing too much, man.
Oh my God.
The most. That's what you're doing right now.
Holy shit. Guys. Okay. I don't know how you guys are with your best friends, but like one of my favorite things to do is watch people and how they react. There. Because like it's so interesting to see. I mean, we have patterns. We all have patterns, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is one of yours. And every single time, Mr. Eric V brings that out in you a lot as well, too. Like, you guys are all get heated into a conversation, and you do, it's like, what he does, guys, he literally just like, it's like, pretend there's an itch at the very end of your nose. And like, all you need to do is just like, kind of like tap it to make it go away. That's what Jay does.
That's the absolute first I've ever seen it.
It's hysterical.
Yeah.
And you did that. And like, that's how I know something triggers you. Cause like, it's like, you're like, and then I had the Ninja Turtle lunchbox and that's exactly how it is, man.
Bruh.
So that's why we need to figure out a way to like video broadcast these.
That is on the horizon. That's on the horizon. And in reference, and then we definitely got to move on.
I want
to say there are only a couple of people off the top of my mind that I can think that actually get me to that point. That is, you alluded to Eric from the
formerly
of the Mike and Eric Experience.
Uh-huh.
And Jason from the Black Light Podcast.
Yeah.
And we have not shown the world that side of us because that is not the dynamic in the podcast. So
it's just when you get all fired up, you do that and it's great.
Yes. I'm glad that my being fired up. So want to talk about something now. This is the transition. This is actually the meat and potatoes of the show.
Here we go.
I don't know how much we're going to talk about it, but I want to tell you about something. I want to tell Sarah, I want to tell the world about something I'm really excited about.
Uh-huh.
The return.
Yes.
Of the football season.
Oh my God. I can't believe it. I am so excited.
Now, I don't know what football season you're talking about, but I'm talking about Premier League.
Yeah.
Yep. Because that's the only football season that I give a fuck about.
Hell yeah. Fuck and let me the
tell
NFL.
You, no, let me, yes, exactly. Let me tell you why. It's because the NFL...
Ain't shit.
Ain't shit.
Not even... No.
Girl, let me tell you what happened.
Shit. Tell them. Tell them.
All right. So just in case you live under a rock, and no, I don't mean the country. I mean...
There it is.
An actual Dwayne Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
NFL season just began... Thursday. I don't know when we're going to post this out, but
Thursday.
Just know that the season opener between the Texans and the Chiefs occurred
on September 10th, 2020.
Oh, 2020. What a horrible year. And so, in a show of solidarity before the game, players locked arms and mm-hmm. stood in a line, just
mm-hmm.
player to player, locked arms, mm-hmm. you know, we in this together, brother.
Yeah. Yep.
Can I tell you what this motherfuckers did in the crowd?
Yeah.
They did the wrong shit.
What'd they do?
They was booing.
God bless it.
They was booing. And now before we started recording, we had a chance to listen to what... Ryan Clark said.
I think it was on First Take.
Yeah. And so it's really sad. I heard about it and I wasn't surprised. Once again, we're not on video.
Right.
But my surprise face was kind of like... It was a PJ face.
Yeah. Wow. There it is.
Yeah.
I was going to say it was a Russell Westbrook face, but yeah, that works too.
Uh-huh.
That twerks too.
Twerks. And so the upsetting thing about this is that it seems like, well, I don't want to say it seems like, because it is what it is.
Yeah.
I stopped watching the NFL. And I'm glad that I stopped watching the NFL when I did. And the reason is because so I wouldn't play myself to when some shit like this happens.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I've been saying all along is that the fan base of the NFL ain't shit.
Trash.
And if you're listening to this and if you're one of the good ones, quote unquote.
Right.
I'm not talking about you, but I'm talking about the people who get upset with Colin Kaepernick for kneeling.
Mm-hmm.
And you're told damn well why he's kneeling.
Yep.
And you can believe what you want to believe. Oh, the flag, the troops, everything. That's fine. But these are the same fans that National Anthem will be playing and you'll be out in the concessions trying to get your fucking hot dog or whatever it is motherfuckers eat at NFL
Miller
game.
Miller Lite for $18.
Right. You know, and don't give a fuck about the National Anthem. But no, he kneeled. That's disrespectful. You know what?
That's a good point. I never thought about it like that either.
If you're listening to this and that and you're that type of fan, eat a dick.
How big of a one?
Moderate size. You know, I don't need you choking and shit. I don't want you to die.
Okay.
But eat a dick.
All right.
It's horrible. You know what? It just shows that there's no room for growth in your consciousness. You know, and even Roger Goodell is out here, and I don't want to say that he'll never listen to this. I don't want to say that I necessarily believe him.
Yeah, Mahimi might.
Well, perhaps, yeah. But he was here, and I think you and I talked about, yeah, we definitely talked about this the other day in the YouTube series, The Uncomfortable Conversation with the Black Man, with Emmanuel Acho and everything. So Roger Goodell was on, and he talked about how, like, oh, I should have listened to the players and this and that, and it's not about the troops and the flag and stuff like that. I just get this feeling that it's just performative.
Absolutely. It's lip service.
And nobody needs that.
No.
You know, unless it's like a hookup, which we'll talk about later.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
But I just want to say, so the fact that fans are booing players locking arms in a show of solidarity, the national anthem isn't even playing.
No.
There's no flag on the field anywhere. And I don't mean the yellow flag. I'm talking about the United States flag.
Yep.
You know, stars and stripes, 50 stars, right?
13 stripes. Right.
Yes. And it's nowhere on the field, but people are still booing.
Yep.
You know what that says? That says that this shit was never, ever about the fucking flag.
Yep.
It says that you want the, and Ryan Clark said it.
Yeah.
You know, you're just against fucking black people.
They're booing because they're doing stuff for black people. That was his quote.
Yeah.
If you guys have a chance, go back and I know ESPN's Instagram account shared it. It's about like 3.5 minutes long. He brought up a really good point too. And I don't know if you heard this one, Jay, but he said, if they had linked up for breast cancer, you would have seen this.
Fuck yeah. Standing ovation.
Linked up for supporting veterans, they would have done this. The fact that people, that these players linked up in order to further draw attention to the inequities of how black men and women are treated in this country, and the fact that people booed it, it's trash.
Yeah.
And look, like I said last week, one thing that I'm really trying to do, and it is extremely hard for me to do it. I need to actually reach out to her and apologize individually. I had an amazing dinner last night with one of my best friends, Jessica Merghetio. And we got into a very, it was heated debate.
This is breaking news, isn't it?
Breaking. It was a heated debate. I got so riled up, I lost my shit. And by I lost my shit, meaning like I got extremely emotional. I got extremely passionate. I was unable to be receptive to a point where that I deemed acceptable. You know, she's like, Sarah, no, you're fine. You're fine. Like, I get it. I understand where you're coming from. And it's like, yes, but I don't want to be that person. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be able to hear all sides of the story. And I couldn't do it yesterday.
Mm.
And I just got so just to a breaking point, you know, and not saying anything that she was saying was quote unquote wrong or whatever, you know what I mean? But it was just like, I was so passionate and so in it that I was unable to constructively hear anything else.
Mm.
That's the way it felt for me.
So you were basically the Republican.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
It's like, there's a lot of good Republicans out there. I just want to let you know, I respect Republicans and Republican values and everything. May not agree with all of them. But anyway.
I feel bad for it.
You feel bad that you did them? Okay.
Yeah. It's so hard because this is when people are losing their lives for this.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. It makes it very difficult for me to not see it. I don't even know how to end that sentence, but like, you know what, can you guys feel me when I say that? You know, like it's so real. It just hurts. It physically hurts. And I'm saying that again because I am not a black person. I am not a black man. I'm not a black woman. I'm not someone, you know, non-binary. Like, I'm not a black person. Okay. I understand my light skin privilege. I understand that. I understand my racial ambiguity carries a lot of privilege with it. This shit still nauseates me.
Hmm.
And I'm not like, oh, Sarah, that's so sweet. It's like, no, that's not it. Like, it's just, we're watching, if we're out here talking about everything that is American, how can we be cool with it when we're literally watching our American brothers and sisters be murdered in broad daylight in these streets, you know, and be okay with it?
Yeah.
That.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. And I don't even really know where I was going with this because there was a lot of tequila in that drink.
It still is.
it's just, oh.
Yeah, it can definitely be frustrating, and especially when what you're saying or what you're hearing and the conversation that you're in elicits so much emotion and so much just memories and could even be triggers. You know, the thing about, I don't want to get too preachy or nothing like that, but the thing about trauma is that the shit doesn't have to happen to you to be traumatic.
Right.
You can see George Floyd getting choked out. You can see Jacob Blake getting shot 7 times in the back. You know, and once again, we don't want to make this a podcast about that, but I'm just saying, just in general, you know, you can hear the stories of Breonna Taylor being
right murdered,
shot, yeah, right, and murdered, right? You know,
so, and it's just like, how much longer is this going to happen until it happens to someone that I love? And that's what it is for me. Like, it was one of the protests that I went to over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote out a bunch of the names. And one of the victims shared the same last name of someone that I really, truly, genuinely care about and loved. And when I wrote out that name, it made me sick.
Yeah.
And it was just like, what's the difference? You know? Like, obviously I understand the real difference, but it was just... It took it out of my soul.
Yeah, absolutely.
So watching it, like, and okay, there have been great strides. Many strides have been made over these past few months, weeks, years, even, right. You know, so I don't want to speak completely pessimistic, you know, so like I want to acknowledge the progress that has been made,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that even within the league itself, so many players who didn't understand now do. You know what I mean? And it does take one person at a time. And even if change happens slowly, it's still change. And it still steps forward. And it's mm-hmm. great.
Right.
But hearing those fans boo, it just brings it all back. It's just like, well... And every single season, I reevaluate stuff. I'm like, okay, you know what? Maybe I sneak peek. Maybe I watch maybe more than a quarter. Maybe I do a little thing. You know, and then shit like this happens. And I'm like, well,
yeah.
There goes that.
Mm, yeah.
Not worried about doing that anymore.
Yep.
Just straight squashes it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then stuff like, first of all, I mean, and thank you for sharing all that, because that's a really important perspective to have. And there are people listening to this that cannot understand where you're coming from. And so, you know, so it's a valuable perspective. But it's, you know, when the NFL is doing things like, oh, well, we're going to play the Black National Anthem before the game. So I guess let me just learn all the fucking words to Lift Every Voice and Sing, you know, so you can play it before the first. I don't even know if they did it. Oh, we were talking to our boy Nate. Shout out to Nate. Staines McRae. Yes, sir.
Yep. B-A-D.
That's right. W-A-P. Anyway, so he was saying, if he says it, I know it to be true, I guess. But they were saying they did play the Black National Anthem. They did play Lift Every Voice and Sing, but during the commercial. Which is fine. Completely cool with that. But at the same time, like, what is the point of doing that?
Right.
First of all, you're not going to do it the whole season. Second, what the fuck? It's just, like I said, it's performative as fuck, dude.
And I remember when they said they were going to do that, it was like, okay. And for, if that does mean a lot, if we have listeners and that resonates with you in a positive way, please, by all means, share that with us. And it's, I'm not asking you to justify it. I'm asking you to, if you feel comfortable enough sharing with us your story as to why it's important for you, please, by all means, do so.
Yes.
Because we want to know. We want to understand.
Yes.
It's not like, oh, prove this to me, do X, Y,
right.
and Z.
We want to understand. Yeah,
we want to understand. And if it does, hell yeah, I'm here for it. I will support the whole shit out of it. Mm-hmm. I'm down.
Right.
You know?
This is not a quantitative study. This is a qualitative study.
Exactly.
We want to talk to people. We don't want to fucking have the numbers.
I failed that part of my grad school comps. Statistics. Yes. I retook it, but it's fine.
Was that the only thing you took? We're still goons. We talk about real shit, but we are goons at heart. Let there be no mistake.
It's called balance, y'all.
Balance.
Okay. Yeah. So if we want to know, like, honestly, guys, if anything that we're saying strikes a chord with you positively and or negatively, please, please let us know. Because one thing that I appreciate so much about Jay is that, like, his desire to want to learn and understand. And like I said last week, man, this dude is one of the most patient humans I've ever encountered in my entire life, because, like, he genuinely wants to hear people out. I want to hear people out until they get to a certain point, and then I start seeing red, and then I start saying things, and I can't stop saying the things, but I want to work on that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we want to hear it. Please let us know if anything and everything that we say had, like I said, good, bad, or whatever kind of triggering effect. Please let us have it. Let us hear about it. You know, we want to know. We're here to better ourselves. A big reason why we have this platform is because we truly believe that what our educated minds think, believe, etc., can have a positive impact on our community, which Absolutely. Is why we get on this mic. In addition to the fact that it helps us.
Oh yeah, this is therapeutic as fuck.
Ooh, Lord. Oh, I can't wait to meet with my therapist on Monday.
Your therapist.
Oh my god, it's just tragic that it's only like a 45 minute session. I'm like, okay, we gotta decide what we're gonna talk 45. About
45 them joints need to be at least 50,
bruh. I mean, I pay a very cost efficient price for it. Okay, so
all right, yeah, I guess take 5 minutes off.
Yeah,
let me all be wrapping up. Like, well, first of all, wrapping up is not something I do.
I'm sorry. Yeah, do you know even what that means?
Y'all close your session.
There it is.
10 minutes before, so you only talk for 35 minutes. Anyway, that's another thing. We talk about therapy later, man. Yeah.
But yeah, so NFL happened, demonstrated to us that it still ain't shit. We're hopeful that one day it might be shit, but until then, it ain't shit.
Bro, we're going on four or five seasons that this whole Kaepernick thing?
I think this is, yeah, four years
yeah.
ago. And then our own personal boycott started, what, like, this is season 3 or 4?
I think it's, might be.
3. It was 3 because we started, season 3 because it was right before we started the podcast.
Right, and that's right. And one of our first photo promos that we had, you can check it out on Instagram at the BTW Podcast. Was you wearing a Jordan Reed jersey? A
Jordan Reed jersey, which I have yet to burn.
Yeah, you have to burn. You said you were going to burn it. But...
I know. I live in an apartment. It's hard, man.
No, you can burn some...
It's tricky.
Some greenery. So
it's
check
tricky.
This out.
Yeah, hey. Tricky.
Run DMC. It's shout out to them.
Okay.
Rest in peace to Jam Master Jay.
Yes.
So, anyway, let us know what you think about sports coming back. We alluded to this earlier. Football season. English Premier League.
Yep.
Chelsea is the squad. Chelsea's gonna come through. They're gonna win.
Sure.
If you disagree with me, once again, you can eat a dick too. Real quick, before we head out like the fetus that's pending.
That's pending. Loading.
Yeah.
Loading. Buffering.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of the things that I really like to talk about as well. A boot. Let's talk about, and it's not even really relationships. It's really about a point of engagement, right?
There it
and
is.
I don't mean the marriage thing. I mean engagement. Like, you approach somebody and, you know, you talk to them and all that, right? So when we say the word hookup, right? I think everybody has a different meaning on what the word hookup means.
Yeah.
What does the word hookup mean to you, Sarah?
To me, if someone, if one of my friends is like, yo.
You have 4 seconds.
Oh, three. I hooked up with someone.
No, I'm just kidding. Stop it. I'm just kidding.
I'm really scared. Jesse Spano. if someone's like, one of my friends is like, yeah, you know, hooked up with someone this week. I'm like, oh, cool. I was like, that's what's up. That I interpret that as some sort of physical interaction beyond a hug. Por ejemplo. That's how I interpret it. Mainly because I'm not gonna pry. I'm not gonna ask any more questions beyond that. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, cool, if that's how all you're gonna say, fine. If you wanna tell me more, you're gonna tell me more. Great. I'm gonna just leave it at that. Mm-hmm. Not my business. You know, I'm just here as a sounding board.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah, I'm just happy to be here, y'all. For me, that's what it means. Mm-hmm. I perceive it as a very blanketed statement. I don't perceive it as, or receive it, whatever, as a pacific action. Done.
So, let me be clear.
Yes.
So when somebody says to you, when they come up to you, like, hey, Sarah, check this out.
Oh, my God.
So I hooked up with somebody, right?
Uh-huh.
So you just like, so you just assume that there's no specific,
correct,
specific thing. But you just assume that it was just like.
I would assume it falls on the range between, at minimum, making out versus intercourse.
Okay.
It's in that spectrum.
So here's how I feel.
Uh-huh.
I feel that when somebody tells me that they hooked up with somebody, I feel like it doesn't necessarily have to constitute intercourse.
Correct.
Penetration of any type.
Oh, wow.
Or scissoring, whatever y'all do. But I feel like when somebody tells me that they hooked up with somebody, I feel like it's just automatically more than just kissing.
Okay.
So I feel like, yeah, you might have kissed, but like, maybe there were some hands down the pants or something, you know?
I like how you say that with your, like, 18-foot wingspan.
I was trying to fly away from this conversation.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, and obviously, so I'm, you know, I'm not in a position to hook up, right?
Right.
But I've actually never said it's like, hey, yo, check this out, Eric, man. You're hooked up with somebody, right? I feel like within our circle, it's just generally understood that I did a little bit more than kissing. Because a kiss
is
a kiss.
Well, you guys are savages, so. So there's that.
Yeah, everybody has a different everybody has a different first base, you know, Lana. But
wow.
But yeah, so I would say that it's more than that. I feel like there was just like a, that things could have gotten further, and this is not in any way to perceive it to be like a conquest of a woman or whoever you choose
whomever.
To, you know.
Yeah.
Because, well, anyway, but yeah. So if I say I hooked up with somebody, I probably, you know, well, okay. Not if I hooked up with somebody. If somebody told me they hooked up with somebody, I'm assuming that a hand went somewhere that it would normally not be able to go if you all were like in public. Not the bar, just to be clear.
Okay.
There was a hand under their shirt. Or in the pants. Or dry humping. Or butt play.
No. The best part is, and you're going to edit this out. As you're saying this, I look on the baby mat.
Uh-huh. All right, we're the absolute worst. We ain't shit. Unequivocally, we ain't shit.
Dude, that was the first thing I saw, and I said, "Yep."
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of,
yeah, Yeah, it's... So I'm going to keep it in because, you know, I've been drinking a little bit. But I'm going to say this. So first of all, we're in the process of... Well, first of all, King Lear Studios.
Yes.
Here is also in my home. And so we're in the process of just moving things around and getting...
nesting.
Baby. Nesting. We are in the nesting process. So we got this play mat for our young king to come. God, the puns just keep coming. And... Woo! And so this mat, it has just a bunch of different things. Like
it's the alphabet, you know?
It's the alphabet.
And each alphabet, each letter of the alphabet has something that depicts, represents that letter.
Right, but I never double use. So first of all, shout out to Logic and the track A to Z. But okay.
So good.
So what I was going to say, so it has the alphabet and has pretty much, you know, everything that starts with a different letter. So E for elephant, J for jaguar or Julian, F for Fitch. Fitch.
What?
Fish. K for koala. And then as we're talking about what we're talking about right meow, there's N for nut. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the beautiful train wreck.
Oh my God.
It's been a great episode. Sarah, is there anything else that you need to share?
Nope, that's it. Okay. That's actually it.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Been awesome coming back. We are actually back. We're gonna make as much of an effort as we possibly can to put out content, as much content as we can.
Look, I've got glasses now so I can appropriately see my schedule.
Schedule.
So I can know where to be and when to be and all that good stuff.
That's right. So, but if you want to know where you can check us out, we're on Spotify. Yep. I almost fucked up. We're on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, and Anchor.
Yep.
Definitely check us out there. Where can they find us on social media?
You can find us on Instagram at the BTW Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at the _BTW Podcast. You can also hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/thebeautifulchainwreck. You can also hit us up on Gmail if you want to shoot us an email, keeping all that joint real, at thebtwpodcast@gmail.com.
Absolutely.
We'd love to hear from you guys.
Yes. We'd love to hear from you. And it's been a wonderful time with you.
Yeah.
I am Julian.
I'm Sarah.
We'll catch you next time.
We out.
Bye.
Bye.